that sound? What's that sound?
The sound.
Searching for the sound.
You like the sound of the men.
I like the sound of that.
I really like the sound of that.
It's a beautiful sound.
You have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
The sound of music.
The sound of music lives here.
That sounds wonderful.
Welcome to the Thursday Night Music Club on The Carney Show.
Oh, that would be this. And we're officially starting. I didn't realize the doors were opening so early. Welcome to the Music Club. Dan Dirkholtz coming up in a little while. Get to that. Some of the national acts releasing some stuff. Another one's coming through town. But we start closer to home. And from the sound, Sam joins us to enlighten us on the area music scene and more. Hello there, kiddo.
Hello, princess.
What's going on? Don't let the tiara fool you. It's just a mandatory uniform here at the radio station.
I don't know. It was that dress that threw me off.
It's actually Doug McElvis. Now, speaking of dress.
Yes.
As much as I hate press, as you know.
Yes.
God, I'm such a media whore. So, Deb Peterson yesterday.
Yes.
In her column. Wrote that I'm going to be Flo the progressive insurance lady.
I saw that.
For my party next Friday.
It's nothing sacred, I think, were your words.
I sent that out to a few friends so they wouldn't come dressed that way. Now that it's in print, there's going to be like 9 Flos at my party next Friday. I'm not happy.
I think it's great.
I am not happy about that.
I think we should all go as Flo.
I'm practicing live from progressive. That's all I got. Hey, before we get to local music, let's talk playitforwardstl.org, the philanthropic arm. Is it your left one or your right one? I can never remember.
Both.
Then which one's got the tattoo?
That's not where it is, and you know it.
Right. So it's an effort to get instruments in the hands of area kids that wouldn't otherwise have an opportunity to be treated to music and might otherwise fall into bad company and end up on the radio somewhere. So we don't want them to have that to happen to them. So Sam has taken it upon herself and a few others to make this happen and has. And you guys have all been great and risen to the challenge and have come up with guitars and violins and music stands and amps and banjos, and you rock. But it's a never-ending quest, is it not?
It truly is not.
Enlighten me. So what's happened in the last 7?
Well, kind of fun. We went to the Strings Attached program. We donated 5 guitars from our friend Stuart from New York. Mm-hmm. And they had their recital last Friday. And while we were there, we met a lovely lady named Cindy Bauer, mm-hmm. who is actually a huge fan of your show.
Wow.
And she gave me a piccolo. You know, it's like a small flute.
She like, I know what a piccolo is. Yeah. She have it on her?
She did. And a like a mini tambourine.
Who walks around with a piccolo and a mini tambourine?
Musicians.
It's kind of weird. Well, my listeners, they do stuff like that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, she's fantastic, and she sent me a lovely email, and she has many ideas coming up. She knows a lot of people, so very excited to meet Cindy and thank her very much.
How's your effort to get your 500 music stands?
Oh, we're down to 38.
Okay.
You know, but I've got something real exciting in just a moment. We also got a ukulele. 2 of them.
Ukulele?
Ukulele, you know, those little... Looks like a mandolin.
Is it anything like a ukulele?
A ukulele.
Ukulele? That's like
ukulele.
That's next. I think that butts up next to Bosnia, actually. It's some of the iron block countries. I am from ukulele.
You're on fire tonight.
Just saying.
Anyway, we have 2 of those from our friends at Fazio's Frets and Friends.
Great.
Yes.
Thank you, Mike and company.
And Brian. And they sent out, they've added us to their newsletter and they've added us to their website. So their customers are actually bringing in donations because it is a drop-off location for Play It Forward.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fazio's Frets and Friends on Manchester.
That's the one.
Out there in the county.
Yeah,
good.
I love it. So
right.
Big thanks to them.
Thank you guys for stepping up.
And one last thing, you're going to love this. So we met you last Sunday at your barbecue cook-off rib fest,
mm-hmm.
which you took 3rd place.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
And, out of 2
your
teams.
Your ribs were fantastico.
Thank you.
So we were sitting enjoying ribs and a couple of beers, and I met a guy from Legacy Builders Group. We were just talking to him and got to talking about Play It Forward. His name is Ken Lovelace, and he mentioned somebody. He has all this wood at the shop, and there's nothing to do with it. And then I piped in and said, well, I have a school that needs 16 pianos, benches, and told him to go whittle some wood, and they did. And he emailed me today, and he said, we have 12 in the making Where do you want me to drop them off? They'll be ready on Monday.
Wow.
Can you get over it?
Can he make ukuleles? Just wondering.
I don't know. Don't keep it going, okay?
That is great
Let's
news.
Let's let it go right now.
That is great news indeed.
Isn't it?
Come
so,
on.
So, you know, you take a corporate business, you know, a local company, and they step up to the plate, and now we have 12 out of the 16 piano benches. Yeah, they're going to be varnished and completed and
great.
Everything.
Thank you for the benches. Those kids really appreciate that.
Hey, I told him to put his logo on top of every single one of
ukuleles. Them. Ukuleles. You know what it reminds me of?
Oh, my God. Here
we go. Of a moment that we shared together some time back. Let's go back in time and listen to that real quick, can we? I knew that. And it's run by a Viking. Did you know that?
By what?
A Viking.
Didn't know that. What's a Viking?
Well, what do you mean, what's a Viking?
What's
it's
a
like
Viking?
It's like a henway.
What's that?
What?
What?
It's like a henway.
What's a henway?
About 2.5 pounds. Oh, I have not driven that one home since fifth grade. All right, Tony Campanelli, you got a hook in your mouth. What do you got? Just one of our fun moments with Santa. It's just, you're just such an easy target. That's
apparently.
All. That's all.
Why do you have to have so much fun, though?
Doesn't mean I don't care.
I know.
Okay, I do.
Can I say one more thing?
Is there any stopping you at this point?
You know, I told you a few months ago that I met a guy named Davis who actually lives in California, and he overheard me talking about Play It Forward and offered to do website stuff for me, and he's been doing it ever since, and I'm just so grateful and humbled.
So are we up and refurbished? And
oh, yeah.
Great,
it's. I mean, there's content added daily. I mean, this boy moves fast.
So we want them to go to playitforwardstl.org
every
and
day.
Check out this man's work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just so grateful to Davis. He lives in California, and he just stepped up, and it's very kind. So
it just occurred to me that the sign above us says Thursday Night Music Club. So we probably ought to get some. Did you bring any music by any chance?
You know I did. Said it twice.
Being from the St. Louis Sound and all. So what are we going to do tonight? Who do you got?
Here's a group I've been talking about. And I think next Thursday, you and I should get the Blue Flu, right? And we'll just take off and we'll go to this concert.
Okay.
Together.
These guys play every Thursday?
Every Thursday at the House of Rock. A collaboration of very talented musicians in St. Louis. Most of them we know. We'll name them off. Dave Farver. I said it right.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Aholt.
Yeah, that's the one you definitely don't want to trip up on. Dave's tough to say.
Eric Lysette, one of our faves. Jeff Gallo, a good friend. And Joe Meyer, probably one of the best drummers in St. Louis, besides you.
It says drums and interpretive dance. So that alone should be worth the price of admission. The band, by the way, we haven't mentioned.
Super Jam.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of great cover bands in St. Louis, as we know. You're in a couple of them.
Okay.
But this, I mean, I can't say enough about them. Fantastic. You want to hear some of the songs they sing?
Okay.
38 Special. Well, some of the artists, before you get me on that. Mm-hmm. 38 Special, April Wine, Asia, Billy Squire, Foreigner, Genesis, Journey, Kansas, Loverboy, Phil Collins, Rainbow, REO, Rush, Styx, The Who, Toto, Need I Go On?
Wow. I imagine their van's covered in Casey stickers. So do you have anything from them now that we could enjoy?
Well, a great song from Jerry Rafferty called Baker Street. This is their version of it. I love it.
Ooh, so this is Super Jam, is it not?
It is.
Everything. Used to think that it was so easy.
You'd love it.
That's great. I really like that song.
I do too. It's one of my faves.
Yeah, that was wonderful. I mean, that was like almost better than the original.
Yeah. They're really, really good. It's a concert. I'm telling you, you're entertained. These are very talented musicians. They've all been around for a long time. And you can check them out at superjamstl.net. Currently, right now, until the end of the year, you'll catch them every Thursday night, which I'll be going to when we've wrapped this up. Every Thursday night, $5 cover at the House of Rock, Ronnie's Plaza, South County. And this year, they'll be at the Bartender's Ball.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Are you going?
No, I retired.
Whatever. Go.
No,
it'll be fun.
I hosted the first 16 and then retired.
There's only been like 17.
No. Well, there'd been... No, there's been about 20 now. I can't do that to myself.
Why? What happened the last time you were there?
Nothing. It's just my doctor's recommendation.
Okay.
Okay. So every Thursday at the House of Rock Super Jam, like them, superjamstl.net is the website. Who else? Where else? What else? Come on. Get this thing moving.
Tom Wood. Are you familiar?
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He just came out with a new album. Well, it's going to be released very, very soon. But right now you can go to his website and download A Boy's Life. It's off the new album, Where the Deer and the Antelope Play.
Mm-hmm.
How about that for an album name? You like it?
Love it.
I do too.
Maybe my new favorite.
I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can check him out at mongoman.com. What's wrong with me?
Mongoman.
Mongoman.com.
Okay.
And you can download this track, Boy's Life. And on November 5th, on Friday, actually, here we go again, at the Lafayette Fire Company. No cover charge. Starts at 9 o'clock. Plays till about midnight.
All right. Can we hear some?
Please.
What do you got? The song that people can download?
Yeah, Boy's Life.
One deception, then another. When a child lies to his mother, then another and another. One deception of our mother, what other earth can we cling to? Don't be fooled by that TV, use your mute wisely. Kill the monster, rape the beast, embrace the thing you love the least. Take a break, take a breath, tell yourself I ain't quit yet. They bring it up, they force it in. Get us hooked like heroin. Kill our kids.
MongoMon.com. That's new stuff from Tom Wood. And again, he's playing where?
Lafayette Fire Company on the 5th of November, which is next Friday night.
Which is a great place. I hear the service is a little slow, though.
I think the service is fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, and the food is
very good. Maybe it was just the
too.
Blonde I had waiting on me at the time. So,
yuck, 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 yuck. Did I mention it's Hudson and the Hoodoo Cats 20-year anniversary?
Of what? Being a band from Austin, yet they've been here for 20 years?
They're not a band from Austin.
Oh, yeah. That's still in his head. That's live from Austin. It's like, dude, you've lived here for 2 decades. You can't. It's like the rug stores that have the going out of business sale for like 5 years.
Right.
He's not officially an Austin band anymore.
And he's not going out of business.
I love Hudson. Oh,
I
no.
do, too.
No way. I mean, definitely the best rockabilly in town.
The best. And our thoughts are out with Mike because the guy that plays the stand-up bass, he actually broke his shoulder bone or something.
Twice, I read.
Now.
Yeah, and missed a trip to the islands. Missed some gigs. I get their emails.
The Virgin Islands, where they're heading next week or something.
Kind of ironic that Hudson would be going to the Virgin Islands. But who am I to judge? I could say that because I think they're gone now.
They leave tomorrow.
Right. Well, good luck to them on that tour and that trip, and taking Hudson whenever you can, always guaranteed. Fun time, great music as well. We got time for one more.
Your personal favorite, our girl Patty Thomas.
Just saw her. Love Patty.
She's fabulous, isn't
yeah.
she? I mean, she just keeps on going and going. And Michael makes the best soup.
And you always know where you stand with Patty.
Oh.
Patty, she's not one to mince words.
She is. She shoots from the hip, doesn't she?
And both hips.
Both hips.
One's artificial, I think. She's been around a very long time. So where's she playing? What's she doing?
Oh, Patty, they've been around so long, and they're just one of my faves, and she's just an amazing lady. You can check them out on Facebook. But actually, on Friday at 8:30, they'll be playing at Bruno's on Hamden.
Mm.
Where's that at? Does that ring a bell to you? You're close to that neck of the woods, aren't you?
Yeah, that's where I went to go see Denny Potass Band, and the owner made him leave in the middle of the gig.
No way. Why?
He didn't like them.
What?
Yeah. So I walk in as they're packing up. I'm like, wow, that's weird. So
how can you not like Denny?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what happened.
Well, I hope the same doesn't happen to Patty on Friday.
Don't take too much stuff. You never know.
Keep it a light gear.
You just never know.
So that night, it's Friday, 8:30. I don't know if there's a cover or not. She didn't tell me. So this is off the self-entitled album, Patty and the Hitmen. And this MP3 is called Let's Have a Party.
All right, we'll go out with that. Well done, Sam. Thank you much. Sir. And what a great way to end the segment. Anything from Patty and the Hitmen. We love that.
Yeah, we do.
Dan Dirkholtz coming up in a few. See what's going on, who's coming to town on the national scene, as well as new national releases, too. That's next when the Thursday Night Music Club continues on KMOX.